CRI News, I'm Ding Lulu. A portion of roof from central London's Apollo Theatre has collapsed during a performance, seriously injuring at least 7 people and leaving some 88 others wounded. The theatre was packed with around 720 people in attendance for a performance of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the night time when the collapse occurred. So far, no deaths have been reported.Chinese central authorities have told government officials to set an example with simple and civilized funerals. The rules are banning officials from setting funeral parlors in public places, which is still a common mourning practice, particularly in rural regions. The government document particularly stipulates government officials are no longer allowed to receive public memorial services, with only some exceptions. It also says body farewell ceremonies should be modest and strictly controlled in scale. This is yet another significant rule the central authorities have rolled out in their anti-extravagance offensive. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Bolivian President Juan Evo Morales Ayma here in Beijing. The two leaders have pledged to enhance cooperation in various fields between China and Bolivia. Morales is also scheduled to visit the Xichang Satellite Launch Center in southwest China, where he will witness the launch of Bolivia's first telecommunications satellite.Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says economic cooperation between China and the U.S. needs to improve. He made the comment after meeting a U.S. trade delegation in Beijing ahead of annual high-level trade talks between the two countries. Li says China expects the U.S. to ease restrictions on Chinese high-tech products and create a favorable environment for Chinese investment. U.S. officials say America is willing to expand cooperation when it comes to bilateral trade, investment, telecommunications, agriculture, food safety, and other issues. The Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade was established in 1983. It's the main forum for addressing bilateral trade issues and promoting commercial opportunities between China and the U.S.Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has urged all sides in Iran nuclear talks to comply with their obligations in order for peace to prevail. Wang made the statement while meeting up with Israeli President Shimon Peres in Jerusalem as part of his Middle East tour. While meeting up with Wang Yi, Peres says the international community, including China, must prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons.China has expressed hope the new U.S. ambassador to China will enhance trust and cooperation between the two countries. The comment comes following reports of U.S. President Barack Obama intending to nominate six-term Senator Max Baucus of Montana as the new U.S. ambassador. The 72-year-old Baucus has played a pivotal role in some of Obama's major initiatives, including the tax reform proposal and passage of health care overhaul in 2010. The incumbent U.S. Ambassador Gary Locke is expected to step down next year.The United Nations says its peacekeeping base in South Sudan's Jonglei state has been attacked by the country's second largest ethnic group.It is reported rebels from the ethnic group the Nuer attacked the base, targeting civilians of the majority Dinka ethnic community. 32 civilians were taking refuge in the base at the time of the attack. The UN says it has lost contact with the base and fears there may have been several fatalities.Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will soon pardon jailed oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky after more than a decade in prison. Khodorkovsky was due to be released in August next year. He was found guilty of fraud and tax evasion in 2005 and convicted of embezzlement in a second case in 2010. The pardon comes after Russia's State Duma, a lower house of parliament, granted amnesty to about 25,000 people on Wednesday to mark the 20th anniversary of the Russian Constitution. An International Criminal Court prosecutor has requested an indefinite delay to the trial of Kenya President Uhuru Kenyatta due to the lack of evidence after the withdrawal of two witnesses. Fatou Bensouda says the case against Kenyatta does not satisfy the standards required at trial. Kenyatta, who was elected as president of Kenya in March this year, is charged with 5 counts of crimes against humanity. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.